Coming to you live from the corner of Dream Street and Guffaw Avenue, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now jaywalking his way into your heart, here's Nate.
Okay, so half of us are here, and the other half of us are in New York City taking pictures of wiener trucks. It's true.
Woohoo!
Ted and Becca are in New York City this week, so joining us, sitting in, an actual married couple, Nick and Michaela Pettigrew.
Yay!
Did I get your name right?
Kind of, Michaela.
That was close.
I like how the other day we were somewhere and I heard Michaela introduce herself to somebody. And like as the words are, like, she literally just said her name. And the other person's like, Michaela, good to meet you.
Yeah.
Which happens to me too all the time.
Yeah, so I'm like, uh-huh.
Hi, I'm
sure.
Christiana. Christina, good to meet you.
Yeah.
Good to meet you. Okay, thanks.
My trick is I throw in an inflection somewhere in the middle of your name, so it's at least close enough.
Yes. Yeah.
Coming up on the show today, Mrs. Zimmerman has filed for divorce. So we're going to talk about that.
And that's not all.
Miley Cyrus breaks some news on Twitter. We'll talk about that. And Superman saves Wonder Woman. It's all about the magic of L.A. and superheroes of sorts. Speaking of which, you guys are from Critical. Everybody in this room but me is from the Critical Hit show.
Yeah, you won't even come see it, Nate.
Resistance is futile.
It's not for me because I don't fit.
We'll get you at some point.
I don't either. The funny thing is, really, like, the longer I am with Critical Hit, the more I realize they're just nice enough to let me hang out.
Because
my geeking is in a different. I'm a different subject matter expert than a lot of it, but it doesn't matter. There's still plenty to enjoy. You don't need to be
a
Comic-Con veteran.
I think.
Or it's just funny stuff related to pop culture that is funny.
Yeah.
And I've had nothing but glowing things to say about the show.
Yeah, thank you.
It's just...
I just don't go. Well,
to be fair, I generally I only go out for my own shows, and I'm not paying to see myself.
Yeah.
Although if I were to pay to see anybody, it would be me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, because I
like that confidence.
Thanks. This past week, I was on the Top 10 List podcast. We did the Top 10 Sports Movies of All Time. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody because the show hasn't come out yet. I'm not sure when exactly the show goes up. But I did get to place the number one sports movie of all time, and you will be very surprised.
A League of Their Own.
I want to know what it is.
Oh, well, I can't tell you on the show.
It has to be A League of Their Own.
Is it Veronica Mars? call back.
Close. But the funny thing was, we're talking about it, and of course, when Brian starts, he introduces...
Were there any girls on this particular podcast?
No.
Okay.
Or black people, and we covered that, too. No black people,
okay,
no
good.
Women.
All right.
No
That's
minorities
fantastic.
Of any kind. It was just four white dudes on stage talking about stuff.
Just a regular night in comedy.
Sure. I mean, it was like a throwback night, sort of. So he introduces the show, the podcast, Where You're From, and the comedian next to me, whose name escapes me because it's not mine and I'm not really paying attention. Listen to it. You'll figure it out.
I think it was Steven Seagal.
Could have been.
Number two.
He goes, how did you come up with the name for the Nate Darling Show? And I said, well, I thought, what do I love most in the world? and let me name it after that, which is sort of true, but not really. I figured I would never leave me, so thus I can name the show after me. And
God, this got so sad.
I know. Well, and only a year and a half after the show started, I had a complete change of co-hosts. So there you go. That's what happened. It's all good. So the Sacramento Comedy Fest is going on now, isn't it?
Friday starts with Critical Hit.
Friday the 13th?
Yes.
Yeah.
Starts
Ooh,
Friday the 13th. For
with your show.
Yeah, yeah. Critical Hit, 9 p.m.
Excellent.
Yep.
And is it Sac Comedy Fest that you go for the tickets for that?
Yes, SacComedyFest.com. It's $10 if you just want to get a ticket for Critical Hit. It is $45, I believe, for an all-access.
$55.
Jesus Christ, that's expensive.
No, but
whoa,
but
I wouldn't pay $55 for
that
festival pass.
Maybe this will change your mind. If you were to pay the full sticker price for each and every show during the course of the festival, I believe it would cost you $179.
Oh, well, that's
a screaming deal.
That's a screaming deal.
All you have to do is come to like five shows.
For Mike
basically.
And Carla.
Yeah.
It's a screaming deal for Mike and Carla. And that's pretty much it. Because they're the only ones I know who go to every single show.
Oh, come on.
Which is more of a testament to them than anything else. Yeah.
My mom's not even coming to enough shows to make it worth it.
So yeah.
I'm in like six and it doesn't matter.
She's like, I've seen you.
I think I'm only in one. Yeah.
There you go.
Because I'm going to be out of town for Critical Hit, which makes me sad.
Yeah.
But I will be there for Lady Business on Saturday, September 21st.
Yeah.
Also part of the SAC Comedy Fest.
So I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in this many shows. Absolutely none this year.
Oh.
But that's
donuts.
That's fine. Whatever. You get two free shows from me every week.
That's right.
Yeah. You don't have not $55, not $45
but
free.
But they can pay you $55 if they want to.
Oh, sure, you can.
Yeah.
But the best way to support the show, and this is what we love the most,
the best way would be just a check.
Sure,
but the really strong second.
Well, yeah, because I'm in it for the listener as well. I want you to save money by going to Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com.
I did that today.
There you go. See how easy it is? And I know you guys buy a lot of your props for Critical Hit, mm-hmm. and we do appreciate that.
My mom wanted a Kindle Fire, and I was going to buy it for her, and she beat me to it. So I was like, God, that would have been so nice.
That would have been fantastic.
So, next big purchase, I'll make her buy it there.
And here's the thing about, and I mentioned Critical Hit for a reason, Halloween is coming up. Now, do you really want to go, last year or the year before, I'm like, I'm going to go to the Halloween store. I stood in line for 35 minutes to pay for one thing that I bought at the Halloween store because I waited until it was too late and blah, 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 blah. If I would have just gone to Amazon, I have Amazon Prime, 2-day shipping. I could have just ordered it just sitting on my couch and they would have delivered it to me 2 days later. No waiting, no fuss, no muss, and it probably would have been less. So.
Oh, yeah, probably a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
A lot cheaper.
So do that. Your Halloween candy, that's the other thing, Halloween candy. You got your little trick-or-treaters coming by. You want to hand out candy? Get it in bulk on Amazon, and you don't have to fight those jerks at Target.
Yeah, and you can always ensure through Amazon that you're getting, like, the good candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. If you get it, and it's like, oh, this just won't do, you send it on back.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I noticed?
What's that?
A slight tangent the other day. So, you know, my office gets a bunch of candy. Like, we have candy dishes out all the time. Yeah. And they order the big bags of stuff, you know, miniatures and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a bag from Costco that was like, it was like Kirkland brand mix, although it had name brand candy in it. It had like actual Crunch Bars and actual Twix. But the little mini peanut butter cups were Kirkland peanut butter cups, not
Reese's.
Mm-mm. And therefore not as good. And I'm how does that one, subbing out that one candy really save you that much? And that, it's, I don't, anyway, I should share.
It's called cutting corners.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah. But I mean, that's weird.
Which we don't do around here. There's no cutting corners. So Ted and Becca are, I would have called them, but I believe right about now is when they do it. So,
That is a specific time.
It is. Not normally when we're recording the show, but it is. They're in New York, so it's a different time zone.
Three hours ahead, yeah.
Yeah, so about 10:15, that's do it time.
Yeah.
It's true. Now we'll know if they listen to the show while they're away.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
On behalf of Becca, I'm making a, I don't approve face.
Okay.
Because I know she wouldn't approve of that.
But Ted is a gentle and caring lover. We've established this on the show.
I can't. Mm-hmm. Now we have to really move on.
Okay. The Americans with Disabilities Act. We all love that, right?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, well.
And not in an ironic fashion.
It's true.
But go ahead.
So
let's poop on it.
In Iowa. No, I'm not pooping on it at all. In Iowa. And I'm going to ignore the first line of this story because it's a pun. Iowa's giving people who are blind.
What's the pun?
It's
so good. We need to hear the pun.
What's the pun?
Come on.
No one could see this coming.
Yay! I love it. Oh, that's why I like the article.
I love puns. Have we seen, everybody's seen Betsy's new sketch, right? Well, we're going to make sure to put that up on the Facebook page for everyone to read. Because it's about punning, and it's got Betsy, and it's basically my two favorite things in the world, and God Bless America.
So Iowa's giving people who are blind permits that will allow them to purchase guns or to carry firearms in public. The permits are legal, as Iowa law does not deny anyone the right to carry a weapon based on physical disability.
Mm.
That's right. Whether you're blind, deaf, have the lobster claws for hands. It doesn't matter. In Iowa, you can carry a gun, if you, in fact, can carry a gun. But the Des Moines Register reports the dilemma comes for law enforcement officials who are trying to ensure public safety. Now, advocates for the disabled are split over the decision. Some insist blind people can be taught to use guns, and blocking any visually impaired person from obtaining a weapons permit would, in fact, violate the aforementioned Americans with Disabilities Act.
Well, I mean, everybody's seen the climactic scene from
Silence
of the Lambs, right? I don't want to spoil anything. But she couldn't see anything, and she used a firearm, and she beat a bad guy. So it can be done.
Well, it's not new for Iowans who are visually impaired to own guns and even hunt, according to the paper. But what's different is that changes to the law in 2011 now make it possible for them to carry those firearms in public. To quote a Polk County Sheriff's officer, it seems a little strange, but the way the law reads, we can't deny them a permit just based on the one thing. When you shoot a gun, you take it out and point and shoot, and I don't necessarily think eyesight is necessary. That's well, that's according to Michael Barber, who is blind. Yeah, he was using his hands to examine a gun at the Bass Pro Shop in Altoona last month. The Gun Control Act of 1968 and other federal laws do not prohibit blind people from owning guns. Some states, however, do consider vision in issuing permits. In Nebraska, for instance, applicants for a concealed carry permit must provide proof of vision. According to the paper, 50-state database of gun permit requirements published also shows that South Carolina has a law that requires proof of vision before a person is approved a weapons permit. Missouri, Minnesota, they have to complete a live fire test, which requires you to actually shoot and hit a target. The issue, when you thought this couldn't get any better, the issue of the blind carrying guns was one addressed by musician Stevie Wonder, who is blind, if you weren't aware. He says, and I quote, "Imagine me with a gun. It's just crazy."
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, Stevie Wonder has weighed in. So, I don't know. Yeah, it's Iowa. I'm not going there.
Nobody is. I think except blind people that want to carry guns.
I believe Ashton Kutcher and Tom Arnold are both from there, so they'll be going back for Christmas.
Well, and you can see what they're like. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to tweet my friend who's running for governor of Iowa and ask him what he thinks.
Oh, name dropper.
Oh, one of the other five people in Iowa.
Yeah.
I believe the University of Iowa is one of the top party schools in the country, too. So.
Sure.
No, there's a guy I went to college with is running for governor of Iowa, which I think is super cool, and he's super hot, and he was the hot RA when I was a freshman.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And,
well, so he's obviously
qualified.
He's
still
qualified.
Adorable.
But all those blind gun owners aren't going to be able to see him.
No, but there's braille ballot, so it's okay. They can, like, feel him. That doesn't sound good.
You feeling what
that
I'm putting down?
That doesn't sound good at all.
He sends out topographical flyers with his face on it. Just
yeah.
Oh, all right.
Feels like handsome.
That's right. And, yeah, so the newest thing will be gun ranges with braille. Anyway, in Mexico City, like a character from a graphic novel, she dresses in black, has unusually blonde hair, and kills bus drivers who sexually assault women. That's right. In a place like, and I'm going to mispronounce this, Ciudad Juarez.
Ciudad.
Whatever.
It's Spanish for city.
Okay.
It's pretty basic.
So
Spanish
Juarez word. City is known for its years of brutal Juarez. Killings of... I said Juarez.
I know, I'm
you
just saying. You just like say...
You got it.
Say Juarez on its own.
Yeah, it's known for its years of brutal killings of women. The story has quite a bit of appeal, but how much of it is true? Now, if you've watched the show The Bridge on FX, that's where it's set. So, between El Paso and Juarez. So there you go. Authorities are taking reports seriously enough to investigate and have posted undercover cops on buses. Women's advocates say they wouldn't be surprised if someone finally has taken long-denied justice into her own hands. Two bus drivers were slain in the last week, and over a weekend, an electronic message claiming responsibility was sent to several news outlets. This is actually a little close to the plot of the TV show. It's not a woman, but it's this weird goose chase. I won't spoil it, but it's a really good show. The message reads, "You think because we're women, we're weak, and maybe we are, but only to a certain point. We can no longer remain quiet over these acts that fill us with rage. And so I am an instrument who will take vengeance." Signed, Diana Huntress of Bus Drivers. That's right. Diana Huntress of bus drivers.
No, I like it.
I think it works. Yeah.
It's you put written by Stan Lee on that. I'm reading it.
I'm sensing a critical hit thing for the next show. Not the one on the 13th, obviously, because that's too close, but yeah. maybe next time.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, you can
be doing that.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Someone fighting back. We'll see. I don't know how true it is, but as with anything in Mexico, how much of it really is true?
The whole country might be made up. We don't really know.
Well, I like how it said that like 100 have been raped and murdered and like bodies disposed in the desert and nothing's happened. But then this girl's killed two bus drivers. They're like, well, we're going to put some cops on these buses to make sure that we can stop her.
Yeah.
Like, that's usually how it goes with violence. Ridiculous. Woman, I think.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. Well, that's average.
That's the way superhero movies go, too. Remember Spider-Man? It was all, oh, we got to get this crazy vigilante. Because, you know, the criminals, we don't have time for them. But this crazy vigilante, we can't have that because that makes us look bad.
Which is why they all find such critical success. Mm-hmm. The films, too, for their excellent storytelling.
How dare you?
I know.
Nick's gonna dive over this table.
You don't love all the movies. You don't love all the movies.
I know.
Come on.
I like a lot of them.
By the way, how do you feel about Ben Affleck as Batman?
You know, he cuts a good jawline. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming in the mask, he's probably going to look good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have concerns about whether or not he can play the role.
But I think he'll be great.
If you look at the Batman the Animated Series, he fits more of like a Batman the Animated Series Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what tone they're going to set for the movie, but it could be interesting.
I think it'll be fun. I just would like Jason Lee to play the character of Banky in the movie somehow, just to confuse people.
Just have a Chasing Amy moment in there.
Yep. I would love to have that when he realizes he's gay. oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. Now, there's a lot of women at the lead of the show today. A Tennessee woman had to be taken to the hospital last week after she allegedly stole $5,000 from her boyfriend. And then she hid it in a very strange place. According to the police report, Bobby Gully was under the suspicion that his girlfriend, 43-year-old Christine Black of Bull's Gap, was stealing from him.
Gap.
He told,
he's all kind of butt-related.
He told police that he set a trap for the woman by placing one envelope with $4,000 in $100 bills and another $1,000 in $100 bills in an old medicine bag, along with undisclosed amounts of drugs, including morphine and oxycodone. Why would you tell the cops that you had all of this illegal drugs?
Why would you set a trap for her where she could just walk out the door with $5,000 and all this medicine?
Well, he did. he left the bag on the foosball table. I think that answers part of your question. And then he went to bed. When he woke up, he noticed that Black was still awake and that the contents of the medicine bag were gone. When he confronted her, she reportedly became ill and vomited up a plastic bag that contained partially dissolved
just
pills.
Just like a cat.
Just ate the whole bag.
But cats will usually chew through the bag and then eat the contents. The bag. She threw up the bag. He then asked her where the money was, and she admitted to him that she'd wrapped it up and stuck it in her rectum.
As you do.
Black needed... Black admitted to Allen to taking the money and medication because Mr. Gully was going to kick her out and she needed money for a place to live. And she thought the best place to put it was in her butt.
Not her purse.
Nope, that's not the best place. But that's not where the story gets strange. She attempted to remove the money from its hiding place, which was in a rectum, just to remind you, with a toilet brush and tongs. But was unsuccessful.
Like the handle of the brush or business?
I don't know.
Scrape.
The officer said Black was, quote, bleeding severely and was taken to Hawkins County Memorial Hospital emergency room. He said there was a wad of money removed and collected as evidence. According to the Times News, the theft charge is pending, and as of last Thursday, she is in fair condition at the Holston Valley Medical Center. So hope you do better, Christine Black.
Can I ask a serious question?
I don't know. Can you?
What happens with that money? It doesn't go back into circulation, right?
They double bag it in the evidence locker, but it probably eventually could go back into circulation.
I don't want someone's ass
she money. They launder it.
She wrapped it up first.
Yeah.
She's very careful about it.
But you would think at a certain point, just as a point of order, that either the toilet brush or the tongs might have damaged the outer wrapping.
Yeah, why they damaged the hell out of her rectum.
That's why you're always supposed to wash your hands after you handle money, you guys.
Why didn't she use tweezers or something smaller than her butt than tongs and a toilet brush?
Barbecue tongs. You got to get in there.
It's
you
like
know?
A really bad operation game.
Maybe they were salad tongs.
There you go. Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
I have no idea. Okay. Hey, you know how I crap on the Sacramento police for not doing anything?
Do we?
Well, they're doing something. So, hey, I'm gonna come the other way around on this. Once you learn how to ride a bike, you never forget. And it turns out that's true if you have a bike stolen, too.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Warren Navarro of Sacramento said, I just went inside to take care of a few things. I came back out. It was gone.
Who doesn't lock their bike?
Well, sometimes
no one should steal it.
Warren Navarro doesn't lock his bike.
No one should steal it, but you should just lock up your bike.
Well, sometimes even if you lock it up, they will steal it.
I know, but mm-hmm. I mean...
Because that's the way it goes.
Except one, though.
But now, that tempting target for bike thieves locked up alongside a row of other bikes could be a bait bike.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's a plant that police can track and nab a would-be thief. When we first put the bike out, within 2 hours, it was taken. That's according to Doug Morse, who's a spokesperson for SAC PD. The bait bikes look just like any other bicycle. They were bought for the Sacramento. Yeah, they're not like bat bikes or anything.
They've got little red and blue lights on the top of them.
They were
black and white paint job.
Bought for the PD by a coalition of Midtown business owners, coincidentally called the Handle District.
Has nothing to do with bicycles, the Handle District, but that's okay.
That's whatever. At the Edible Pedal in Midtown, they hear stolen bike stories every day, but they've also seen how the bait bikes work when one man came in wanting to inflate his tires. Quote, he was really excited that he could just get air for his recently stolen bike. Right behind him, I saw his face. A police cruiser pulled up, cuffed him, and threw him in the cruiser.
Yeah.
And it's not just bait bikes hitting the street. Soon you'll be seeing signs reminding thieves that bait bikes are in circulation, and the thieves may be stumbling into one bike trick that will really cost them. So there you go.
I saw that at the... county fair last year. There was a big one of those, you know, the mobile signs, like lighted, you know, traffic work ahead signs, and it said bait vehicles in use. It was from the Sacramento County Sheriff or something, or the Kalispell Police.
Yeah,
so they planted bait cars around, so people tried to steal cars or break in and steal stuff.
That is the best
show
on TV, right?
Yeah, no, it's the second best show because Hardcore Pawn is the best show on True TV. Because
is there a bait? There's a bait car TV.
There was one set in Stockton, and I was like, I know exactly where you are. Of course, that's a cop vehicle. Come
well,
on, guys.
It was the original place for bait car was South Central LA.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole thing. Is they set them up, and they're set up unlike the bikes. They're set, because you can't really do it with a bike. The bait cars are set up so at any point they can just turn them off, and the car gently coasts to a stop.
Mostly safe.
And then it locks. It actually will lock all the doors.
Yeah, locks
the
door.
There's like cameras in the car so you can see them, what's going on.
Yeah.
That would be pretty funny.
It's pretty fun.
All right.
It's
fair enough.
It's awesome to watch.
Fair enough.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or Tool.
Whoa.
Hey there. It's time for Cool or Tool. Up first, Masked Avenging. Nick, Cool or Tool?
Always cool. I have never... Masked Avenging is always cool.
Mrs. Nick.
Cool.
Christiana.
Team Zorro, it's cool.
It is, as long as you don't make the police look bad, and then it's not.
Still cool.
It's cool. up next in Cooler Tool, hiding things inside your body. Christiana.
Unless it's a baby or a penis. Tool.
Why are you hiding a penis
you
in your body?
I mean, for
wait,
a moment, it
or
would
a
be...
baby.
I'm smuggling this penis
those
into the
just,
country.
Those are just things that are okay to be inside your body.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Or like food or your organs.
Mm-hmm.
Money, not nothing in your butt. Also, general rule.
Some
for
people
life.
Like things in their
dildos,
butt.
Dildos.
It's true.
Plugs. Those things. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so
it's gotten complicated.
So cool or tool, Nick? What's you?
Hiding things inside of your butt. I'm gonna go with unless you're in prison, it's tool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say Tool.
You know what? It's your body. Do what you want. I don't know why everybody is so against body freedom all of a sudden. God.
Because it's on the taxpayer. I'm pretty sure this woman probably didn't have insurance.
Here's where I would agree with Nate. Sometimes you just don't have enough hands to carry everything.
Oh, it's true.
So you need to carry it somehow. It's got to go up your butt, right?
Crook well, of your arm, carry you, it in your teeth.
Yeah, you yeah. can carry it in your teeth. I just
Cheek
it just
it,
says in your
it.
In your body. I mean, you could yeah. stick it in your ear and have it hang out. I don't care. Or hang it from the gaugings in your ear if you like, if you work at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Man, I was at a Starbucks the other day, and the guy had the big, and he had like the nude-colored plugs in there, you know, as if it's somehow going to make it look like, oh, there's nothing there. It's an illusion.
He just has a freakishly large ear.
I don't love it. I don't love the look.
There you go. And finally in Cooler Tool, Sac PD. Michaela.
I would say cool because when Nick's car was stolen twice, they found it both times, so...
To be fair, the first time, wasn't it the garage owner who just called you and said, come
That's
get
true.
Your car?
Yeah, he tried to scam me out of like $300 to get my car.
Yeah. The next time, though, they found it that day. So.
Oh, well, yeah, good for them. Nick, what say you?
I'm going to say Tool, just because I've seen them harassing people at the light rail too many times. People just trying to get from point A to point B.
Okay. Christiana?
Cool. Their job sucks.
Yeah. Okay, fine. SAC PD for the most part, and I've talked to some of the officers, they're for the most part they're cool, but they, you know, like I was saying, when my phone was stolen, I did not see a cop around 20th and J for the full hour plus I was there. Yet Saturday morning, when they were setting up for the big Brazilian festival, which encapsulates all of a block there, there were not one but two cops in police cars there at 8:30 in the morning and all day long. So it's a weird allocation of resources with what they do. And I'm not blaming the officers themselves, but somebody is really just kind of got a weird sense of what's important.
Nope. Totally normal. You would have cops there when you're closing a street. Totally normal. And the event, people are probably paying for that. And... just because you didn't happen to see the cop drive down 20th Street doesn't mean they were not patrolling the area.
Okay, they were not patrolling the area. I see cops when they're around.
Physically kill. It's your special power. You could be a mass Avenger.
I am not
That's
carrying
your special
a gun.
Power.
I'm not carrying a gun in Iowa. I can fucking see a cop. I can see them. I see them patrol in my neighborhood here all the time.
Yes, and because they did not drive down 20th between J and K.
There was no one on a bike. There was no one going
during
by.
During that particular
nothing.
Hour period.
Nothing.
I'm not even sure, given the number of blocks in Sacramento, could a cop physically cover every
if there were
segment
only...
of the grid?
Okay, this is Sacramento, not Mayberry. It's not just Barney Fife rolling up and down the street with his bullet in his pocket.
It's just such a silly assertion.
But it's not wrong. Hold on, let me check something.
Nate, you're 100% right.
Oh, okay. We've cleared that up. Fine. Moving on, you know, sometimes you really do need a superhero to come to your rescue, even when you are a superhero.
Wonder Woman under attack on Hollywood Boulevard. Superman comes to her aid. Is Hollywood suddenly too violent for even the make-believe superheroes? Good evening, I'm Mark Brown.
I'm Michelle Tuzzi. Eyewitness News reporter Q McRae is live on Hollywood Boulevard with details of the attack. Q.
Well, Leslie, Michelle, when it comes to the LAPD, they say they've already beefed up security and patrols in this area, and they did so back in June. But when it comes to today's incident, the two victims we're talking about are superheroes, Superman and Wonder Woman. Now, if you're familiar with this area, you know that...
They're not really actual superheroes, by the way, just to clear that up. And his name is Q, just the letter Q.
Today, we're not taking pictures. They're actually right across the street here taping an episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live, taping the episode that will air after tonight's newscast when they were attacked right now.
Way to get the plug in, Q.
Right here's where the heel went into my leg of the boot, and when it hit my leg, it then bounced over and hit right here where it's bruised and raised.
We caught up with a battered and bruised Wonder Woman on the Hollywood Walk of Fame alongside Superman.
She was literally sitting right here.
These character impersonators...
Not figuratively sitting there, literally.
...cowboy boot-wearing transient.
We were shooting a bit over here at Kimmel for his episode tonight, and I forgot my phone at Superman's house.
The assault happened right in front of the Roosevelt Hotel.
She jumped up and came running after us.
Got in my face, and she flipped my lip. and then punched me in the face.
I'm then reflecting all of her boot throws. She actually hits Wonder Woman again with a boot. I reflected it, and it just kind of ricocheted.
I think he means deflected it, but okay.
Off my arm and hit her in the face.
She told me that both me and Superman will be dead by tomorrow.
A threat not taken lightly, especially after this June stabbing death at the court.
I'll turn it down during the serious the part where there was actually a murder.
Look, you don't threaten Superman and Wonder Woman. They have the whole Justice League backing them up. She does not know who she's fucking with.
No, it's true.
The man and two others.
I said, please don't touch me.
When attacked by a transient, well known on this boulevard for her unruly behavior, Wonder Woman took the high road.
Thank you, Wonder Woman, for inspiring me to do the right thing and not hit that girl back. Because I was sitting there like, what would Wonder Woman do?
She would have kicked his ass. Lady. Him, right?
Yeah, shoot.
No, Wonder Woman's an Amazonian. She would have broke that lady's fucking neck.
Yeah.
Also, her costume was so not accurate, it really bothered me.
There wasn't very much of it.
Yeah.
It was very revealing.
I think it was her summer uniform.
There you go.
It is hot there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hot here now, too. But
it is weird that you have to make the Wonder Woman costume, like, even more skimpy, because it's not like it's super covering
anyway.
Yeah,
it should be a onesie, and she made it a twosie.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, Wonder Woman, if you're talking about the Wonder Woman from
Michelle
the 70s,
twosie.
Then that was a different time.
Well, it was still a onesie. I mean, the costume's still generally a one-piece bikini.
Corset combo thing. So there you go. Transients everywhere. Or as I like to call them, hobos.
There's a documentary with those reenactors. Yeah. It's the saddest
with
fucking
the
thing
Superman.
In the world.
Yeah, it's really, it's kind of sad.
Yeah, well, and Jimmy Jimmy Kimmel does use them in his bits a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he pays them.
He does. Yeah, you have to. It's one of those...
I saw Superman. Thing? There's a video online of that Superman reading the riot act to some tourists because he took a picture with him and he's like, $2. You're not going to fucking pay me $2? You're not going to pay Superman $2? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. That's how they make money. I mean if you go to L.A. for the first time, you may not, you're fresh out of Iowa. You're like,
I'm blind.
What? Oh, look, it's a guy in a Superman suit. Let's take a picture. And they're like, hey, give me $10 or $15. And that was the whole thing with the stabbing that happened in that same general area. Someone took pictures of these homeless people and
they didn't want to be treated like props. It's so weird.
Yeah, so it's okay for them to go ahead and stab somebody.
It's okay for them to stab, but it's also not okay to take pictures of homeless people for fun.
Okay, so they're the same thing. You just equated them?
No. Just giving context to the story.
Yeah. Okay. So if you take my picture and I don't like it, then I stab you, we're both wrong.
No, but I'm dead, so it probably doesn't matter anymore.
That's true.
He didn't stab you to death.
You're 100% right.
Okay. Miley Cyrus broke some news on Twitter, and she tweeted this. Just called this paparazzi a cunt. So before he makes breaking news out of it, I'll just say it. Ha ha. Hashtag cunt. So there you go. She broke news on Twitter.
Wow.
She, I think I heard something, the radio stations sometimes play like a little bit from the artist before they play their song. Ms. Miley was like, I wrote this song. What's the one that's out right now?
Can't Stop.
Just to tell my fans about kind of where I am right now and stuff. And I'm going to be like saddled with a drug problem.
It's maybe pretty accurate. She your can't life stop. So well.
She can't stop. She
I don't
wants
know.
To.
It's not, I don't think she didn't say it. Like she didn't phrase it. Like, this is my cry for help, but
it
I wonder,
is
if,
a
she,
cry
but
for
I wonder
help,
if she knows
though.
That that's what the lyrics really kind of imply.
It's a great song. It's very catchy.
It is very catchy.
Sticking your brain forever.
Yeah.
Right. But it just means that where she is in her life right now is partying, doing several kinds of drugs.
Molly.
She's 20.
And lines of coke in the bathroom. Which they blur the line in the bathroom line. Trying to in line for the bathroom, waiting to do a line in the bathroom. They alter that word in the radio edit, but she can party with Molly all she wants.
Oh yeah, that's fine. So, Molly's a great gal.
Yeah.
So anyway, Miley, breaking news on Twitter. There you go.
Good for her for saying it first though. Cause she's like, I know it's going to make me look bad.
My thing is
I don't know. I think it fits her current persona just fine.
Yeah, she's such a teenager, though.
She's a bad girl now.
She can say words now. Like, I'm going to say cunt. I put it in there twice.
Hashtag fuck you, Disney.
Yeah, you can't tell me what to do.
I'm a grown-up. Fuck you, Hannah Montana.
I called my cat a cunt last week, so me and Miley are kind of on the same place. She was being a cunt for context.
It's fair.
for context. But that's the context. It's just that's how she was being.
She was being one.
Well, I'm on Team Miley, so there's that.
I like her, too, but I mean, all of this is just part of her.
I want to take her and Amanda Bynes and Lindsay, and I just want to, like, I want to take them to, like, we'll have a camp.
Give them a hug?
Yeah, we'll, like, make s'mores, and we'll just hang the fuck out.
I don't think
have
she's...
Have a good time.
I don't think
she's in
that.
The same... I don't think she's the same camp as
no.
Amanda Bynes no, or Lindsay. Amanda, I think everything she's doing
she's,
is pretty well calculated.
There, but she's getting
maybe.
There.
Maybe.
No, she had a little interview after the MTV. She's like, I don't know why people are making big deal about this. People do this on MTV all the time.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing, basically.
She's saying stuff and acting out, but they're... As of yet, I don't think have been DUIs or
no, it's more
pictures
like,
of her
I'm
stumbling
20.
Drunk or whatever. Yeah. Like, I think she's like the anti-Taylor Swift, where this is all very well managed and packaged. She's going through her like pink phase right now. Like she's trying to look, look, I've got crazy haircut, but nothing about it really. Even the song.
So just
who knows if she's actually
poppy.
Doing drugs?
So
or
she's
anything.
Just selling drug abuse to children
kind
is a
of,
fun
yeah.
thing.
Well, she's not selling to children.
She's selling her freedom to the world or whatever her image of that is. But I don't think she's an Amanda Bynes or Lindsay. I think she's probably pretty well in control.
Sure.
If she was a 20-year-old guy singing about any of this stuff, no one would fucking care.
Yeah. To me, she's like...
Unless that guy had a Disney background. That's it. That's what... It's
I
only a rebellion because it's from a brand. A pure, squeaky, clean brand.
I don't know. I don't care about people. I mean, if anybody did something for so many years in a certain way and then all of a sudden changed abruptly, I would be like, hey, is everything okay with that person? Should we be worried?
I would be too, except I went to college and I saw people do that all the time.
And someone should have helped because those kids are fucked up now.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Hey, George Zimmerman's wife is asking in divorce papers that he pay for a permanent life insurance policy with her named as the beneficiary. Foreshadowing? Shelley Zimmerman asked in the petition released last Friday that a judge order George Zimmerman to pay the premiums on the policy, too. She's seeking an equal distribution of checking accounts, trust, partnerships, and any unknown assets, which is fair. She asked that the judge prevent him from selling off any property. Also fair, it says the couple separated a month after he was acquitted in July of any crime in the fatal shooting of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. So,
wait, are we going to talk about today's development?
What happened? I didn't read it. I just saw the
she called the cops because he pulled a fucking gun on her and her father.
I thought it was mother-in-law.
Oh, mother-in-law. Whatever. He pulled a gun on his wife that he's in the midst of divorcing. He pulled a gun, period.
Well,
on another
person.
Was she
wearing a hoodie?
I think she had Skittles.
I don't know. To be fair, he is legally allowed to have a gun in Florida.
Sure.
Because
he's not been convicted of a crime.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's perfectly okay.
For him to whip that puppy out on his wife that he's getting a divorce.
Well, I didn't say that. I said it's legal for him to have it. That's why he's in jail right now.
Yep.
At least as of the recording of this show, he's in jail. Now, the one way to avoid divorce...
He's in detention. I think he's in jail.
Whatever. You know, if you can't go home, prison, jail, the big house, the hooscow, the pokey, whatever you like to call it. One way you can avoid a nasty divorce from that lady who wants you to pay for a life insurance policy and all that, you can go ahead and marry a real doll. Mm-hmm. This man named Dave Cat, I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong, but I don't care, met his future wife, Sidore Kuroneko, and it doesn't matter because she's a doll, so what does it matter if I pronounce her name wrong? They met at a goth club in 2000, so the story goes. The less romantic but perhaps more true version is that he saved up for a year and a half to buy her online, and she cost about $6,000. See, Sidore is a real doll manufactured by the Abyss Creations in the shape of a human woman. She's covered in artificial skin and made of silicone, so she's soft. These high-end, anatomically correct, even equipped with fake tongues, love dolls, or capital D dolls, are ostensibly made for sex. But 40-year-old Dave Cat, that's a nickname acquired from video games that he now prefers to go by. Of course he does.
Yeah.
And others who call themselves idolators.
Oh, this guy was on the show. This guy was on the special. Oh, keep reading. Shenanigans.
They see their dolls as life partners, not sex toys. See Dave Cat and Sidore, or as he sometimes called her, Shy Chan, obviously aren't legally married, but they do have matching wedding bands that say synthetic love lasts forever.
And he misspelled synthetic.
On purpose. Yes.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
How do we know that?
And he says they're considering some sort of ceremony for their 15th anniversary. See, Dave Cat considers himself an activist for synthetic love and the rights of the synthetic humans, such as his soon-to-be wife of sorts. He's active online. Of course he is. He has an idolater blog, Shouting to Hear the Echoes, that he updates regularly. He has appeared on the TLC show My Strange Addiction, as well as a BBC documentary.
Yep, that's the one.
Called Guys and Dolls.
Years ago, too. So I don't know why the Atlantic deems this.
Well, they've been married. They've been together for 15 years. It's an anniversary thing.
Yeah, let's
What anniversary is your 15th?
Rubber.
There you go.
Whatever.
Yeah, well.
You know what I'm impressed with?
What's that?
He has a Twitter for both of his dolls.
Sure.
And if you go to their Twitter, they like talk to each other and they talk to their like, you know, followers, and he also does a Tumblr. I can't handle my own Twitter, so he's doing three right now, and that's very impressive. I just have to he has a lot of time on his hands, obviously.
To be fair, all of the conversations in his house have to happen in his head. So he's obviously doing this anyway, so he might as well. And he looks like quite the you know, I don't know that I'd want to have a cubicle next to his. I think that's pretty much where I'll go with that. Because the picture that they have of him, when I first saw it, I'm like, are they all dolls? What's going on? Because he's got he's a very strange fellow.
It's a bummer.
It is. Some good news, though. A popular teacher down in the L.A. area who was suspended for appearing in a racy Tonight Show skit, he's been brought back. He was a veteran high school teacher in Orange County, was suspended because he did a skit on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He'd been teaching at Whittier Christian in La Habra for 30 years. He showed up in a video in which he acted in a fake movie trailer about his past his prime bicyclist training to compete with professionals. The sizzle reel was shown after Leno spoke to the man in the audience about his love of cycling and his work as a Bible teacher. Now, according to KTLA, it was the content of the 2.5-minute spoof video that got him in trouble, thanks to its blue nature. Hey, now. He appears in a fantasy movie trailer called Get Some Balls, the Steve Endemano story about steroid use in cycling. When a younger cyclist in the locker room is revealed to be taking steroids, the older gentleman tells him he's dirty. The younger cyclist then mocks his age, at which point the teacher drops his towel, standing naked while facing the young man, and the young man exclaims, "Oh my God, they're huge," while looking at his crotch. So that got him suspended from the high school. But
top shelf Jay Leno humor.
It is.
Maybe that's why he was suspended.
Well, the student,
why is it Leno?
The students were the students rallied around, started a petition, and the suspension is over. He's back molding young minds.
Weird.
All's well that ends
private
well.
Private schools. There's some Sacramento teacher who got fired because he broke up a fight. Edgy Los Angeles. And then the process of breaking up the fight, like, he got between two kids who were about to like start punching each other. So then this big kid starts punching him. And so he like hit him back a couple times, stopped the fight. Then he got fired, even though a bunch of students were like that. He just defended himself, whatever. And he'd been like a 27-year teacher at this high school. So and then the district appeal people put him back to work, and the district's gonna like take it to higher court level or whatever. Seems excessive to do over like one guy's 2-minute slugfest with a kid.
Yeah, well,
I mean, teachers shouldn't hit kids, but he got like beat to
hit teachers.
Yeah, he got like beat to shit, and he's like 5'7", 140, and the student was like 6 foot, like 250 or something. I'm not sure it was a fair fight. 57-year-old guy or whatever.
My child, but my child, how dare you strike my child? Anyway,
what that?
Oh, hold on. Wherever you in Sacramento,
it's gonna make you smile. It's Ted's favorite song.
It is Ted's favorite song, but we don't have any more time for Sacramento. Not right now, because it's time for Florida Corner. That's right. It all makes sense. You know, I'm breaking format this show because I'm not going man, woman. No, because Florida cannot be constrained by formatics any longer. In Florida, someone picked a squirrel as SunRail's safety mascot. That's right, a squirrel. I don't know why. But it's bringing their message of train safety to youngsters across Central Florida. His name is Ty, T-I-E. He has bent whiskers, gray fur, buck teeth, and lanky arms, along with a bandaged tail. He's the mascot for SunRail Safety and has a weakness for acorns. Of course he does. According to Florida Fish and Wildlife, the state of Florida is home to three species of squirrel: the eastern gray, the fox, and the southern flying squirrels. But Ty is a special, quirky squirrel. Officials say Ty is a puppet that will be performing for audiences and teaching them how to be smart and safe around trains and railroad tracks. He features a bandaged tail that twitches and will have a dedicated puppeteer so that his voice and mannerisms are always the same. His bandaged tail has a sixth sense of sorts, and it starts to twitch whenever a train is near.
Oh, God. It's like it's reliving old trauma.
A promotional pamphlet compared the new mascot's personality to puppet icons from the Muppets, including Miss Piggy, Kermit, Gonzo, Animal, and Fozzie. The pamphlet also includes quotes for him, including, "Watch your tail and keep off the rail. No one is faster than a train, not even me. And I've got the tail to prove it." And, "SunRail, there's nothing better. Get it? I said nothing, because I'm a squirrel." Those are actually
all. The whole thing is actually a quote?
Yep.
Fuck me.
According to his bio, he's had more than his fair share of close calls with train tracks, and we'll share those with lessons. Again.
You know, I used to have a whole family.
Oh, dear.
Oh, but you would think the people in charge in Florida would know better, but no. An edgy L.A. clothing store known for its celebrity sightings is in hot water with Florida's attorney general over a T-shirt line featuring some of the country's most commonly abused prescription drugs. That's right, Pam Bondi and two other state attorneys general this week asked Kitson, which has multiple locations in California as well as online, to stop selling Jersey-style shirts with words Xanax, Vicodin, and Adderall printed on the back. At a time when roughly 7 people each day die in Florida from prescription drug overdoses, the legal leaders told Kitson that prescription drug abuse is not fun or humorous.
Yes, the way to best win an argument is to go, "That's not funny."
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it always
that
works.
Always changes minds.
Yeah.
Guaranteed winner.
So, yeah. I don't think that people who are actually abusing Vicodin, Adderall, and Xanax are going to Kitson to buy those shirts because they're probably pretty expensive and they need their money for Vicodin, Xanax, yeah, and other stuff. So, well done, Florida. You never fail to come through
for me.
I do love the squirrel, though.
Oh, God. That's how can worst. You know?
The squirrel. I love the quotes. It's just like the Muppets. It's exactly like, that sound you can hear in the background, that's Jim Henson spinning in his grave.
Well, it reminds me of Miss Piggy, Kermit, Fun, pretty much any Muppet. We're just throwing shit at a wall. Let's see what sticks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm surprised they didn't go with Jeff Dunham's puppets.
There you go. Yeah.
The old man, the jalapeno.
Yeah, Ahmed, huh? The Ahmed. Dead terrorist.
Yeah, you make fun of Jeff Dunham, but you know all of them.
I do.
I was like, what?
I do.
We're learning so much. You don't know Jeff Dunham's puppets?
No.
Nope.
Oh,
once
wow.
You've seen it once, you can never forget it.
You can never unsee it. It sticks with you.
It's much like the video of 9/11.
Oh, my God. What timely humor, considering today's the 9/11 show.
Yeah.
Well done.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think
well
that.
Done.
Yes.
Yeah, it is the 9/11 show.
The best joke,
yes,
I,
victory.
The best 9/11 joke I ever heard was actually at the Sacramento Comedy Spot when we were on Broadway, and it was I have no idea who it was. I don't know. But he said like it's precisely somewhere in the world, like at the moment the towers fell, somebody was going Jenga, and he's like, "You laughed a little. That means you forgot, and you promised you'd never forget." I just thought that was a really good joke, and I'm sorry I don't know who to give credit to. I feel like it might have been a night when you did a show.
Yeah, it might have been.
So, I don't know.
I think it's a San Francisco comic. I think I know you're talking
about. Yeah. But anyway, good job, comic who I don't know, and I would like to give you attribution for your funny joke for 9/11. Yeah.
I think it's cheese. I think that was his name, but I'm not.
Yes.
Positive. Yeah.
Yes, okay. That is a cheese joke.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
He also does the clown rape joke, which you would love.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'll tell you later.
That's fantastic.
All right. We brought the show to a screeching halt. I actually had forgotten that this show would be going up on 9/11. I do remember 9/11 on 9/11, but we're recording on the 9th, so that's why I forgot.
See, I had this discussion with somebody. I have a friend who's expecting a baby, and it's due the 13th, and she's afraid the baby's going to be born September 11th. And then somebody else was planning some event, and they're like, oh, it's like a happy hour for an alumni association, and it's scheduled for September 11th. And I said, well, once we get to the point where albums were dropping again on September 11th when it fell on a Tuesday, I figured, like, we're okay, right? I mean, it's not the greatest date, but we no longer have to, like, go out of our way to make sure, like, nothing happy happens that day.
Yeah,
right?
You have your moment in the morning where somebody, like, you know,
reminds you.
And then you go on with your day. I mean, it's the way life is.
You can't live in that footage forever.
No, you can't. And you will be able to if you have cable news, because they'll show that all morning
long.
Well,
they don't, but they don't show those. They did it on the 10th anniversary. They finally brought back some meal, but they don't show as much of the...
Not the really bad footage, but I mean some of the scenes and the pictures of what happened on 9/11.
These people running through the street.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that happened that day, the stuff that was on TV was just, I mean, absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
But if, if there were a bunch of cameras live at Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941, it wouldn't be exactly the same, but it would be equally horrific. But you make a note of the day, you say, those fucking assholes, and then you pick your head up and you move on with your day.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all you can do at this point. We've gone this far beyond it. I mean, it's 12 years since September 11th. And, they had the opening of the memorial there and all of the stuff that went with that. And if you're in New York City and you go down by that area, it's just mind-boggling to see the sheer volume of space that was just pretty much wiped out in a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm. I think we can agree that most of it was the government, though, right?
Ed Asner will assert that, yes.
Yeah. Tower 7.
Ed
Asner. Come on, guys.
Ed Asner's nuts. Absolutely nuts.
Really? Ed Asner?
Ed Asner, nuts. Absolutely batshit crazy nuts. He's a conspiracy
guy.
Yep.
The voice of Carl from Up and vehement 9/11 conspiracy theorist.
Well, fuck that movie. And I know you love it, but I can't. It's just so, my God.
It makes my heart.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Let's talk about tearjerkers. Let's talk about Up.
Up more was like down.
Yeah. Up was like 12 9/11s.
No.
All right, moving on.
That escalated quickly. That really got out of hand fast.
It did. Hey, there's an underwear model who's 49 years old, and she claims she can't get work because she looks too young.
Nope.
Someone tell her face that.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she dresses
her
too
body's
young.
Nice.
No,
good job.
Her body is fine. Yeah, it would be. She'd be fine, but she needs to cut her hair like a 50-year-old
woman.
Woman
of her age. Yeah.
Yeah. She does. She looks her age just fine.
Yeah.
She looks great, but she looks her age.
Yes.
She does look every bit of 49 years old. Her name is Carolyn Brennan. She's from Leicester. She's been modeling lingerie and bikinis for more than 20 years, but in the last 12 months, her work has dried up. And not just...
other parts of her.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She said she's been repeatedly told that she's not suitable for jobs because she looks younger than her years. I think they're just being nice.
Yeah.
Her look is younger than her years in the way that some people who shop at Forever 21 should not be shopping at Forever 21 because they aren't.
It's Forever 21.
I know.
They don't really mean that.
But the thing is, like, I give her credit for not... She doesn't look like she puts shit in her face. or has work done. Like, she's an attractive woman. Yes. She looks very healthy for her age, but she looks like what a
49-year-old
woman looks like. Yes. Very good. And she probably would do good modeling and get jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, there still are women in like the Vanity Fair, you know, bra ads who are, you know, short haired ladies.
She said, "I find it quite shocking that the fashion industry seems to have forgotten the huge swath of women who are middle-aged but not ready to wear cardigans just yet. Why should I wear shapeless, dowdy clothes just because I'm nearly 50? Now, back in the early 90s, she modeled for Harley Davidson, was a catwalk model at dozens of NEC trade shows, for Peugeot, and worked for Aspire magazine. But she could no longer gain jobs posing in clothes aimed at her age group because she looks too young." I'm not buying it at all.
This is a typical, what is this, Daily Mail?
Yeah.
This is just how they, this is their thing. This is exactly how they do articles where I'm too pretty to work or I'm too whatever. And it's like, well, no, none of what you're saying. Like, I reject the premise of you're taking this lady's word for it. And I don't really think that's great.
She said, "Because of my age and my looks, I'm trapped in a no-go zone for women because I'm neither young enough nor old enough to model." She added, "I've always modeled in some capacity at trade shows, magazines, and for big names like Harley Davidson and Aspire magazine, and I've always looked after myself. When I decided to go freelance, I started approaching agencies for work, but was told on more than one occasion that I would struggle to find work because I looked too young. One agency told me I looked in my 20s. No, she doesn't.
No.
She does not look in her 20s at all.
She looks like she's trying to be, like, style herself in her 20s.
Yeah, and
she just won't hear that message.
Yeah, the guy actually said, "You look like you're trying to be 20."
Yeah.
So then, yeah.
That was...
speaking of that, so I spent this past weekend at this event where it was like a wine tasting event, and there was a woman representing a winery pouring stuff, and I had to go back twice just to, like, gawk at her face because she had very recently had her lips done.
Oh, no.
And her cheeks done.
That's the best.
And her, like, all of her face was just full of fillers, mm-hmm. big fake eyelashes, very thin,
more
very
fillers
round
than cheap
boobs,
dog food.
Yep.
You know, and it just, nothing makes you look older than trying to look young that way.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have no idea how old she actually was, but she probably wasn't old enough to need to be doing all that. I mean, she's probably, like, late 30s, early 40s, but who can tell because all that shit in her face. And so she had that weird, like, cutesy sweetheart little smile thing because her face is, like, fused like that.
Yeah.
It's
deer eyes.
It's creepy.
She's surprised the whole time.
Yeah. So excited about, just so excited to be pouring this wine. It was so, I just don't, just ladies, please.
It's okay to be older. It's
don't,
fine.
Yeah. And nothing ages you more than doing that stuff.
Yeah. So be chill and don't have fillers when you're at the motherfucking Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish it was Catalina.
Catalina wine mixer.
Just some of the quick comments from commenters. Lady Blah Blah from Manchester writes, is this a joke? CL from middle of...
Oh, by the way, Irm is British for
I gather.
I get it.
Irm.
CL from middle of it comments, awful hair.
Oh, girls.
Weighing in from this side of the pond, Oh Please from Not Impressed Maryland, USA writes, lies! Let's go to Sydney, Australia, where Schnozenaz writes, ha 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 ha. This is a joke, right? So I think we've heard from all over the world on this that we think it's all
consensus
bollocks.
Consensus can be achieved.
Consensus is bollocks.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
Ha, it's that time of the show. We go to the state of Maine this time for small town news. The city of Bangor. Dayline Bangor, Maine. The Wendy's restaurant on the Bangor Mall Boulevard will be torn down next week to make room for a modernized replacement. The restaurant, Bangor's first Wendy's, opened in the late 70s and has shown its age, according to Jeff Marshall, director of operations for Restwend LLC, which owns 15 Maine Wendy's locations. It'll have a much fresher, snappier look, he said. The restaurant's 23 employees have been reassigned to other locations in the area until construction is completed in early December. Some will be sent to the newer stores in southern Maine or Massachusetts to learn how some of the newer equipment in modern restaurants operates. It's going to make producing the product so much easier. It'll just be better for both of our customers and employees. My accent went away in the middle there. Sorry.
It shifted real hard.
I lost it. Marshall declined to say how much the project would cost, only saying, they're not cheap. The demolition and rebuild is the second in the area in the city this year. The Hogan Road McDonald's underwent a similar transformation, reopening in July.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
That's right. Plans originally called for both the Wendy's and McDonald's to be demolished this past spring, but Wendy's decided to wait. Because of a delay in permitting the project and to avoid having both restaurants go down at the same time. And we all know how bad that can be.
I
love Wendy's.
No, I do too. Everyone
does.
I
love Wendy's. Yeah. Their burgers are square because they don't cut corners, just like the Nate Darling Show.
That's right. We don't.
Wendy's, the official burger of the Nate Darling Show.
If they give...
If at least when Ten Beck aren't here because they would need burgers. Anyway.
I've never had a Wendy's burger.
Really?
She has I always get the chicken sandwich.
Oh. The burger's good, though.
I've had everything at Wendy's.
Sometimes a baked potato just is the right thing to do.
I've also never had that there.
Oh, it's delicious.
Mm. Do you not care for burgers, or do you just...
No, I like burgers. Okay. I don't know. Maybe the square thing weirds me out. I don't know.
You should get past that and try one.
It's good.
Maybe once September's over.
One day.
On a no fast food September.
Okay, there you go.
But October 1st, we will go to Wendy's.
It's Rocktober, by the way. Rocktober. So there we go. That's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks to the Pettigrews for sitting in for Ted and Becca, who are off in New York, getting their religion and groove things on.
Gallivanting.
Yep.
Not sure which one's doing which, but...
probably visiting the memorial. I just ruined it. Sorry, everybody.
It's true. By the way, I'm gonna turn down the small town thing because football just started this weekend. And this
Niner game was amazing.
The Niner game was amazing. Hi, Mel.
This
sort of blew me away. The promos for the NFL, I know they're trying to be inclusive of women, but really, do we want to hear Katy Perry songs during football promos?
I love Katy Perry and I love football, so it's for my demographic.
It's just for you.
It's for me.
It proves for an interesting juxtaposition when they're doing like those montages of like big hits with this song. It's kind of fun.
Everybody wins except Sarah Bareilles.
I also have her CD, so I'm an equal opportunist.
This reminds me of they actually did a piece during the Olympics when they played, what was his name's, that song Home, that guitar Home, when they did the gymnastics. It was like their theme song for the gymnastics coverage. And you listen to it the first time, you're like, why is this like folky song? It has shit to do all with gymnastics. Wait, oh my god, this works. I love this song. It's the same shit. It's like, yeah, you go, football player.
Yeah, I just, nope.
No?
No. No.
Nick is acting like he doesn't sing this song in the car with me. No, every time it's on.
Here's the thing. I love the song. It just does not fit with football.
I just disagree.
Fit.
If it was a dude, I'm going to find somebody to do like a dude cover where they're just kind of rapping, and it's the same fucking message you get in a bunch of like,
I think it's
I'm
cool,
the shit
yeah.
hip-hop
well, yeah,
songs.
Yeah, but no, they don't say like, you're going to hear me roar. And it's going to be
I
so
bet
cool.
I'm going to find a similar lyric in a male song
okay,
that
you
they
can
would
hear,
work.
You probably hear something like Eye of the Tiger, but it's totes different.
It is.
It's not. No, I like that they have like a woman singing a like empowering song.
No,
like,
I do too. There's nothing wrong with it. It just doesn't fit with football. That's all I'm saying.
And especially,
right. It goes totally against all those chicks in the sidelines who don't wear any clothes and jump up and down.
No, not even
or the ones that do the like
just saying
halftime shows. Or
there have been Pink songs that probably would fit good with football. I'm just saying
it's just Katy Perry the brand.
This
you don't
specific
feel like
song
it.
Doesn't fit with football. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, champions don't go with football and sports.
Oh my god. All right. I'm never gonna okay.
Yeah, by the way, this song, this would be fine for a football promo. And this is the Donnas. This is a chick band.
Yeah.
It's a rockin' song. It fits.
Yeah, it feels like it feels right.
So
I think Katy Perry's good.
I do.
You're 100%
nothing,
right.
Nothing wrong Thank with you. A little pop music for some guys. we'll discuss it.
I'm advocating the Donnas here. So.
Donnas are cool too.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Everybody have a great hump day. Don't forget 9/11. Although at this
Wait, do you say happy 9/11?
No.
Mournful,
sad
remember.
9/11.
Sad 9/11 to you guys.
Yeah.
Memorable?
Yeah. So
thoughtful. Have a thoughtful 9/11.
Get ready for Friday the 13th. Ooh, Jason Voorhees. Anyway, yeah, enjoy the next couple days. We'll be back with a new episode on Friday. Until then, it's the Donnas. Bye then.